The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to Jesus, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord. Sell all your things. Come and follow me. This invitation, not only for that young man, for all of us. But what can we sell? Jesus wants us to follow him wholeheartedly. That means no attachment. You can have things, use things, but you don't have possessed them as forever. One day you have leave everything on earth and go back to God the Father. So nothing is forever except God. So this means put God in the first place. For example, during the day, we have so many things to do. Just think, do you spend some minutes to stay with the Lord? Or do you say your morning prayer with heart? Or before you sleep, do you spend some time? We are so busy and no time. Jesus doesn't want us to forget everything. He gives us a world to look after, so we can't. We have to do to look after the world. On the other hand, we are all called to be like him, like Jesus Christ. Jesus on earth, every moment, wherever he goes, with his heart. No attachment. His attachment only for people. to love. So what we are invited to do is moment by moment doing well the will of God the Father. So it's very easy in a certain sense, present moment. Present moment is this moment. Now you're sitting there, I'm standing here, you're listening, I'm speaking. You listen with your heart, I speak with my heart, and that's we are living the present moment. If I speak and worry about so many things in the future, and you too think so many things tonight, what you will be doing this afternoon, where will you go? Your mind is not one with me, I'm not with you. That's not love. Love is to be one with others. In other sense, if you don't lose yourself, how can you be one with others? No way. You have to be humble. Like Teresa, Monsieur. Simple way. You know, her life is not easy. Her health is very bad. And people are not good to her even. You might astonish to hear that so many sisters against her because she's a nice person. Usually a nice person persecuted by other people. No exception, even the sisters, even the priests. We are not saints. We can have jealousy. We can have speaking against one another. We can do that. But in order to live the present moment, very simple thing, for time being, this moment, put away things. If this moment, Jesus come to you, if you die this moment and come see face to face with Jesus, if you are really listening, then Jesus will tell you, blessed are you because you fulfill the will of God. This actual moment, come to my banquet. But unfortunately, you're still hanging around the other things. My friend, sorry. You're not doing well the will of God. Maybe you have to go to purgatory for one day. Jesus wants us to have peace also. This peace coming from you're losing yourself for others. Love is forever for others. For yourself is selfishness. So simple. Jesus wants us, each one of us, to enjoy peace. We sing the peace, the glory, the peace of God. And really, Jesus wants us to have peace, true peace. That means you have to live in His will, in loving one another by losing yourself. And that's the way Jesus explained, sell what you have. Sell means not belong anymore to you. Come and follow me.